This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Exonerated. No collusion, no obstruction. That's the final conclusion from the Robert Mueller report, which has now been released to the public. The entire left-wing lying media is in a total meltdown. Their credibility has been annihilated. The left-wing media has been exposed as basically a suicide cult, that is, credibility suicide. They have nothing but lies, and they've been lying to the American people for 2.5 years to try to destroy President Trump. Now, it's important to understand that Robert Mueller is a traitor. Robert Mueller was trying to destroy Trump from the get-go, and he knew that there was no evidence of collusion with the Russians over a year ago, a year and a half ago, easily. He knew it, but he kept it to himself. He allowed the media to push the false narrative so that Democrats could win the 2018 midterms and seize control over the House of Representatives, giving them subpoena power to continue the witch hunt against President Trump and everyone involved with President Trump. Well, now the tables have turned, and it is time for all of us as Americans to demand real investigations. I mean, serious criminal investigations into all of the deep state traitors who took part in this conspiracy, attempted coup, these acts of treason to try to overthrow the United States of America and carry out a political coup, essentially to overthrow democracy and nullify the results of the 2016 election. All of these people who were involved, everyone who was complicit, from James Comey, Andrew McCabe, James Clapper, John Brennan, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Loretta Lynch, Barack Obama is the evil mastermind behind much of it, and Hillary Clinton played her role in it as well. All these people and many more need to be investigated, they need to be prosecuted, and they need to be held accountable. And for those who are found guilty of treason against the United States of America, if any of them are, then you should understand that historically the death penalty has applied to those guilty of engaging in treason. Now, the very definition of treason implies a state of war, where to be guilty of treason, you have to have colluded with enemies of America during a time of war. I believe that's exactly what Barack Obama did. I believe that's what Robert Mueller did, and James Comey, and many others. I believe that they had declared a deep state war on our republic, a war against our democracy, a war against America. Remember, all these anti-Trump people, they want to destroy America, and they're actively seeking to do so through open borders policies that would overrun America with illegals, which is happening right now, to violating the Constitution, nullifying the Electoral College, among other things. They lie, they commit fraud, they use every technique in the book to try to smear Brett Kavanaugh, to try to prevent him from becoming a U.S. Supreme Court justice. And they've also fabricated lies against President Trump. They've lied to the country, they've lied to their viewers, they have fabricated false evidence. The media organizations like the Washington Post, completely discredited, is an extension of the deep state. The Washington Post is nothing but a fiction rag that fabricates fake sources to publish fake news. These are all acts of treason in a war that is being waged against America by the deep state, by elements of the CIA, the NSA, the left-wing media. There are other, the tech giants, Twitter, Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Google, the CEO of Facebook, and so on. All of these people have conspired, they've colluded to carry out acts of treason. And in my view, every one of these people should be investigated and prosecuted for treason. It is time to establish the real rule of law. And while we're at it, it's time to investigate Hillary Clinton for her destruction of evidence, obstruction of justice, her collusion with the Russians, Uranium One, her role in funding the Trump dossier document that was used to achieve a fake FISA warrant. Well, I mean, it was a real warrant, but the premise was faked in order to spy on Trump. And Obama oversaw the whole thing. Obama is complicit. He is guilty. Obama has been working to destroy America from the day that he was nominated back in, what, late 2006 or early 2007, even before he became president. He has been working to destroy this country from within, and he has been very effective at causing that destruction. He is a traitor. He has carried out treason. He has armed America's enemies with nuclear weapons. He engaged in money laundering to funnel money to Iran so that they could pursue their illegal weapons program, among other things that Obama did, like leaked all the U.S. military personnel information to the Chinese by allowing the hacking of the military personnel records. Again, just one among many crimes that Barack Obama carried out to try to destroy America. We, the people, have to take down the deep state. We have to send these people to prison, or if, again, if found guilty of treason, have them executed under the rule of law. They deserve the death penalty in many cases. People like James Comey, in my opinion, if he is found guilty of treason, should be put to death. James Comey is a dangerous, corrupt, liar, deep state operative, a man steeped in evil, a man who is a king of deception, a man who pretends to be a sanctimonious god while he is shredding this country, shredding the Constitution, shredding the rule of law, leaking illegally in order to, I mean, it was his leak that got Robert Mueller appointed in the first place. And Jeff Sessions, what about his role in all of this? Jeff Sessions is a traitor to America. Jeff Sessions, I believe, is complicit in all of this because he obtained the Attorney General confirmation and then he stepped aside. And that was one of the biggest acts of betrayal in American history. Jeff Sessions has been colluding with the deep state all along. And Jeff Sessions should be investigated, prosecuted, indicted for his acts of sedition and treason against the United States of America. Jeff Sessions could have saved this country 2 years ago. He could have stood up. He could have stopped the Mueller witch hunt. But no, he stood aside. He betrayed his country. And he fed Donald Trump to the wolves. That's what Jeff Sessions did. Sessions is a traitor. And he should go down in history as the Benedict Arnold of America. So we have a whole lot of evil people in Washington, D.C. And far beyond this one episode, you know, the Russia collusion hoax, the media hoax, all that, what has become apparent to most Americans at this point is that all this power in the hands of these corrupt, lying bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., that's the root of the problem. Government is too big. Government is too powerful. Government has too much sway over our lives. Government takes too much from us in taxes, burdens us with too many regulations. It's really time to not just clean out the swamp and prosecute all the deep state traitors and have them executed if they are found guilty in a court of law of treason. It's also time to clean out the corrupt swamp of Washington, D.C. It's time to shrink government by 90%. I'm talking about the federal government. It's time to end federal tyranny over all our lives. Federal government has become dangerous, bloated, corrupt, untrustworthy, incompetent, incapable. It has become a cancer on our society. No matter who's in the White House, the federal government itself is still stacked with deep state elitists and traitors of America. Tyrants who collude with the deep state to shred the rule of law, to abuse and exploit their power, to target their political enemies, whether we're talking about Lois Lerner of the IRS, directed by Barack Obama, to attack conservative nonprofit groups, or whether we're talking about Eric Holder under Obama, Operation Fast and Furious, a false flag operation to try to blame gun owners for violence at the border. The federal government's too big and too powerful. The deep state is too powerful. The surveillance state is too powerful. The tech giants are too big and too powerful and dangerous. It's time to dismantle all of it. It's time to tear down big tech. It's time to dismantle Google and Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. It's time to arrest and indict the CEOs of those companies like Jack Dorsey, who is, in my opinion, engaged in criminal racketeering in violation of the RICO Act. It's time to tear that whole system down and return power to the people. That is the decentralization of power in America. That's the only way we can ever have a fair and just society. So keep reading my websites, newstarget.com and naturalnews.com. And pray for protecting this republic and demand with your representatives in Washington, D.C., demand criminal prosecutions of the deep state traitors who took part in all of this. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Ranger store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.